First, the bad news. According to Florida's Office of Insurance Regulation, health care costs will rise 9.5% next year. Now, the good news. Many consumers won't pay that.
So the average Florida family purchasing their own coverage will not see a 9.5% increase, nothing near it.
Most families shopping on insurance exchanges qualify for federal subsidies to offset the cost. Greg Mellows with the Florida Center for Economic Policy. The state recently went through a period of rate setting, looking at what health insurers asked for and approving or denying their requests. In some cases, the state gave a company more than what they wanted. In other cases, they got less. And at least four companies saw their prices go down. Florida's 9.5% average rate hike may sound like a lot, but Mello says it's actually on par with national trends.
Prior to the ACA, double-digit increases were the norm. It is certainly not, does not reach or surpass what we had seen in prior years. And again, that number is more about what insurers are charging as opposed to what consumers are paying.
And Laura Brenneman with the healthcare consumer advocacy organization Florida Chain believes Florida's insurance regulators did a good job.
It appears that they used some very sound actuarial standards in deciding those rate reviews based on the way they required some companies to increase the rates more than they requested and didn't allow some to increase as much as they wanted. And it was the same way on the companies that requested decreases.
A major change Floridians using the exchange will see next year is the absence of preferred provider network plans. PPOs tend to be more expensive, but they also come with flexibility for consumers on which doctor to choose, which specialists, and coverage if they go out of network. Taking their place are EPOs, or exclusive provider organizations, which the Kaiser Family Foundation's Cynthia Cox explains.
I would say that on average, about half of the products that are offered are either an HMO or an EPO. They're pretty similar in that you have a very exclusive network of providers you have to choose from. EPOs are sometimes a little bit more flexible than an HMO, particularly for people who want to be able to see a specialist but not have to go through their primary care physician every time they do so.
Cox is the foundation's associate director of health reform and private insurance. EPOs are a hybrid of PPOs and traditional managed care plans, where patients are steered to a doctor, health care is carefully tracked, and costs tend to be lower. But not everyone believes the disappearance of the PPO in Florida is a good thing. It's concerning to Florida Chain's Brenneman.
The goals of the Affordable Care Act were threefold: increase access, decrease costs, and improve health outcomes. And the way that the insurance companies have to decrease their costs and reduce the premium rates is by narrowing the network.
Those narrow networks can also lead to fewer choices for consumers when it comes to doctors and even prescription medications. Also, with an EPO, if a person ends up in the hospital and gets an out-of-network doctor, they may have to pay for that treatment in full, an expense not many people can afford. One way consumers can avoid big price jumps is by switching health plans. But there are growing concerns consumers will grow weary of having to change insurance each year in order to avoid the cost increases.
Yeah, and certainly changing doctors is a bigger deal than changing auto mechanics for most people.
The Kaiser Family Foundation's Cox says a switch in plans could also mean having to switch doctors, pharmacies, and a tangle of paperwork.
It can be a hardship for some people, particularly people who are, you know, sicker or who have a specific specialist that they need to see. And so you might not always be able to see your doctor in a lowest cost plan. You may have to look around at a few different plans to figure out whether your doctor is included in that network.
And those will be the consumers who could see the price they pay for insurance rise. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.